Thank God it's Monday. Yes, today we are in our third or fourth week in the small group at my church. Thank God it's Monday. We're having an awesome time. Today we talked about David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. And it was a pretty good discussion that we had today. I recently have watched a video that kind of gave another looked at a different lens of David and Goliath. And a lot of times we're taught that in David and Goliath, that Goliath is the giant, David was the runt. And we kind of discussed those things and kind of flipped it a little bit. And I'm going to go kind of fast because I like to only talk about 5 minutes. But what David did was, when David was tending his sheep, his daddy tells him to go and check on his brothers. And as he's going to check on his brothers, long story short, he hears Goliath from the valley shouting out. David turns and looks and says, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Meaning the fact that Goliath wasn't covered by God. If you were not circumcised, that means you weren't covered by God. The whole army seen a giant. David did not see a giant. He seen somebody who was not covered by God. So David goes and talks to the people, and the people are telling him that what's going on, and that the person that kills him can get Saul's daughter in marriage and things of that nature. And David goes to Saul and says, "Don't fret, don't worry, I kill him." Saul tries to give him some armor to put on. He says, "I can't wear this armor. It's too heavy. I'm just going to use my slingshot, and I'm just going to use 5 smooth stones." So understand something. Goliath is going to fight one type of battle. He wants to fight a hand-to-hand battle. David has a slingshot, and he's going to fight a different type of battle. See, that what the enemy does is, when we go through these things in life, the enemy calls our names. Calls you by name and says, "You, come here." He's cussing you. He's cussing your God. And he's saying, "Come here, let's fight. I want you to fight my battle the way that I want to fight you." God does not want us to fight the enemy the way he wants us to fight. He wants us to fight the enemy the way God designs us to fight, to be victorious. So David had a slingshot. Goliath was ready for hand-to-hand combat. David slung the stone, sunk into his forehead, and killed him. Goliath didn't even have a chance. I heard a guy in my small group say, he said, Goliath was so big that how could David miss? He looked at it a different way. Not only did he kill him, he chopped the head off of Goliath with Goliath's own sword. So many times we go into life and we're going in like we're the runts, like we can't do anything. David was so filled with faith in God, when Saul told him that he couldn't do it, David said, "Look, this guy ain't even covered by God. He don't even believe in God. I've killed lions and I've killed bears for carrying off my sheep. And you think I can't do this?" No, I can do this. So when we go out in this thing in life, when we go out, understand something. We're going to be the Davids, but David was the giant. Goliath didn't have a chance. The enemy is going to entice us to fight him the way that he wants us to fight him. God is saying, don't fight the enemy the way he wants you to fight him. Fight the enemy the way that I want you to fight him. And the way that I want you to fight him is going to be, let me fight your battles, and you're going to be victorious. So when you're going through today, and you're going through this week, understand something, that things are going to come your way that the enemy wants you to do it the way the wrong way. God is saying, don't do it that way. I want you to approach today and look at the things that's going to happen today and in this week and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's trying to get me to dump, stoop down to day level? I got 5 smooth stones, and that's all I need. I'm going to chop the head off of my problem. I'm not just going to knock my problem down. I'm going to chop the head off of it and dismember it, and everybody's going to see it. Read that story today, David and Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, and understand something. The enemy wants you to fight their battle the way that they want you to fight. God wants you to fight the enemy the way that God wants you to fight. And when you fight it the way that God wants you to fight it, there's no devil in hell that can stand up against you. There's no bad thought. There's no circumstance. There's nothing that you can't defeat if you do it the way God wants you to do it. And understand something. The way that God wants you to do it is not going to make sense to the world's eyes. People are going to tell you that you're stupid. People are going to tell you that that don't make sense. Think about how easy it could have been for David seeing all of those people to say, well, I ain't going to fight him either. I'm just going to go back to my sheep. It didn't make sense. But David served a living God. David served a God that so much that he was so caught up in that the fact that he looked at Goliath through a spiritual lens and says, who is this non-believer thinking that he can take me out and I serve the living God? Attack your day knowing the fact that you serve the living God. And that there's no devil in hell, there's no circumstance, there's nothing that the enemy can throw your way to bring you down. Be victorious above the norm.